This is VOA News. U.S. President Donald Trump and Joe Biden are in Nashville for a final showdown before Election Day. AP Sagar Meghani reports.
As he arrived in Tennessee, the president told supporters the race is in the final stretch.
We have another 12 days after this, and I do have a feeling that in what's happening.
National polls show him trailing Biden, making tonight's debate one of his last big chances to change the race. Some aides are urging the president to put Biden in the spotlight and be less aggressive than in the first debate, the most chaotic in memory. There will be a mute function designed to cut down on interruptions that allow each candidate 2 uninterrupted minutes at the start of each topic. As Biden left for Nashville,
hopefully he's going to play by the rules.
Sagar Meghani, Washington.
China is threatening retaliation over the U.S. sale of nearly $2 billion worth of missiles to Taiwan. Reuters' Francis McGuire has more.
China is threatening to retaliate on Thursday after the United States and Taiwan agreed a major new arms. The package, worth $1.8 billion, sees Taiwan buy sensors, missiles, and artillery. Taiwan said it did not want an arms race or confrontation with its regional neighbor. It did, though, thank the U.S. and said the weapons were to help improve its defense and deal with the, quote, enemy threat, a new situation. China has opposed news of the deal since its inception and says that it will severely damage Chinese-U.S. relations. It hasn't detailed what form retaliation may take.
That is Reuters' Francis McGuire reporting. The European Union imposed sanctions on the head of Russia's military intelligence and one other official on Thursday and said they were responsible for a computer hacking attack on Germany's parliament in 2015. This is VOA News. The parent company of British Airways has cut its fourth quarter passenger forecast to just 30% of last year's level as government restrictions imposed to control a new wave of coronavirus infections reduces demand for flights. AP's Zaria Shackley has more.
International Airlines Group made the announcement as it posted a third quarter operating loss of $1.5 billion, compared with a profit of $1.7 billion in the same period last year. The company said it reduced the passenger forecast because of additional restrictions, including an increase in local lockdowns and extension of quarantine requirements to travelers from an increasing number of countries. Zaria Shackley, London.
France extended its anti-COVID curfew to cover two-thirds of the population, and Ireland locked down again on Thursday as governments warned of a dire situation in Europe where countries are registering record cases. Meanwhile, the Food and Drug Administration has approved the first drug to treat the coronavirus, remdesivir. AP's Ed Donahue reports.
Remdesivir had been approved for emergency use in the spring. President Trump pushed for months for fast, final approval.
Especially with things that work.
Remdesivir is made by Gilead, and study leader Dr. Arun Sanyal says it's an antiviral drug given through an IV for patients needing hospitalization.
And it is designed to slow down or stop the virus from multiplying. So once the virus cannot multiply anymore, then the virus load goes down and the body's normal healing systems can take over.
A large study found remdesivir cut recovery time by 5 days on average. Donahue, Washington.
The U.S. Treasury on Thursday slapped new sanctions on 5 Iranian entities, including the Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps, for what it called brazen attempts to interfere with the U.S. election and U.S. voters. The Treasury Department says the groups have worked to sow discord among the voting populace by spreading disinformation online and executing harmful influence operations aimed at misleading U.S. voters. The investigation into the murder of a French teacher for showing cartoons of the Prophet Muhammad in class turned to Syria on Thursday, where the killer was in contact with a Russian-speaking jihadist. 7 people have been charged with being complicit in a terrorist murder after an 18-year-old Chechen beheaded on the outskirts of Paris on Friday. Sudan's Prime Minister Abdullah Hamdok is ready to proceed with normalizing relations with Israel once a yet-to-be-formed transitional parliament has approved the step. The latest news comes from 2 Sudanese government sources who spoke to Reuters on Thursday. For more news, go to voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.